May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 876. When the chosen tribes debated, 'gainst their God as hardly treated, and complained their hopes were spilt, God, for murmuring to requite them, fiery serpents sent to bite them, lively type of deadly guilt. 876.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God. In the book of the Psalms, Psalms number 1 and also Psalm 73. Psalms number 1 and 73. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Also let us read Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. They say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued, chastened and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-warring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, the great God Jehovah, the true and living God, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, the God with whom we have to do, we bow before thee, Lord. We seek that thou would grant us due reverence. O Lord, thy word states God is greatly to be feared and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O, we would come in reverence, Lord, begging of thee that thou would look in mercy upon us here. We have the privilege, Lord, of gathering again around thy precious word in this sanctuary, which has indeed been, as it were, a time-honoured sanctuary. It has had thy people here down the many years and century of time more. Lord, thou knowest how thy people have been here. And Lord, thou hast visited them here. There have been times, Lord, when we can say, even with them, we have seen thy glory in the sanctuary here. When thou hast come, Lord, and wonderfully worked and performed thy purpose, thy wonderful favour, Lord, has been known and felt. Thy love, that wonderful love, our friend has been praying that we might know today. Oh, that wonderful love, the holy dying love of Christ, thy people, to know it and to know it as never dying love. Oh, Lord, oh, we beg thee that this day we might know thy favour here. Do come among us, Lord. Presence thyself with us. Come and do us good, Lord. Do poor sinners good here today. Come and bless them, Lord, according to thy will, thy sovereign purposes. Lord, we are of various ages, and, oh Lord, thou knowest our different deportments and personalities, Lord. All is known to thee. But Lord, oh, we are, if we by thy grace are brought to know it, we are in a common need. We are here before thee as sinners. Lord, we beg that we might personally come with our confessions and that thou was hear us. Thou knowest for the most part we have to make our solemn confessions before thee in private. The Lord, thy word is very precious and encouraging. Thou hast said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May there be many here today that shall be truly in real confession of sin. Oh, may godly sorrow so work repentance in us even this day. Oh, we may come confessing our sins and thy free grace imploring. And Lord, we may gain thine ear, O God, our Heavenly Father, as we plead the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy dear, well-beloved Son, we might know the blessed influence of the Holy Spirit upon us, among us, and in us, Lord, that the dear Holy Spirit may come today to testify of Christ the Lamb. And Lord, thou knowest that light in a poor preacher's heart, and upon him, Lord, to consider with the people, especially, Lord, as we come to the evening hour, we hope. Oh, Lord, oh, that the wonder of wonders is that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, that thou, dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, didst come to suffer all the wrath of God here on earth, in the room, place, and stead of thy people, to bear all the punishment due to the whole Church of God, Lord, to so bring in salvation by divine substitution, as thou didst suffer all the punishment thyself instead of thy people. Lord, oh, we beg that here this day there may be souls blessed abundantly to know and believe and lay hold of all the wonders of redeeming love, that they will come, Lord, and apply to them according to their solemn need thy holy, all-atoning blood. Oh, that they may know their sins are all put away, blotted out, oh, never to be remembered any more forever. Oh, we seek, Lord, and so know thy pardoning love, thy pardoning voice, so let me hear, to still my unbelieving fear, nor let me fall, I pray. May there be those things personally applied for thy people's good, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Those things of thy wonderful gospel, thy wonderful word, the gospel of the grace of God. It is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom, and oh, make us each to know it, make us each to acknowledge it, of whom I am chief. Lord, when the Holy Spirit works, truly works under conviction of sin, to convict and convince sinners of their sin, according to the loving purposes of God for their soul's salvation. Oh, they are convicted and convinced. But then, Lord, to look away from themselves to thyself, who has suffered in our stead. For man, O miracle of grace, for man, the Saviour bled. So do give these favours, grant these favours here today, Lord. Oh, in all the wonders of thy grace, do come and work here, Lord. Who knoweth how there's those have been praying for it, and we pray together for it. Those who have and carry the exercise for the good of souls and for their own soul's salvation. Oh, Lord, make us of one heart and one mind. And Lord, that we might have real worship of our God. Oh, we believe if thou dost show favours as we need and as we beg for, Lord, oh, thou wilt so cause us to yield praise to thee. Oh, that thou mightest make many souls by thy grace to make returns of love again to thee, Lord. Thy love shed abroad in their hearts, and then that exercise in love to honour thee in thanksgiving and praise. Lord, this is what we desire, what we look for, what we pray for in the Church of God. Let thy work appear, dear Lord, unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children, as we heard this stated and prayed yesterday, Lord. Oh, let thy work appear here, Lord. We have felt that holy pleasure, that holy joy, Lord. And there they did work in the cause where we gathered yesterday, and for the great encouragement of a dear pastor, Lord, and for the building of the little church. And Lord, we did feel such joy when we heard the news, even the first dear friend Tim, and then dear Sarah. We did rejoice, Lord. And now we have in our heart a special place and affection for that little cause. And looking back, Lord, to the time when we were in soul trouble in our first early days of experience and in our time of courtship, Lord, we ventured over there on the Lord's Day evening sometimes in the summer. Oh, Lord, they're nice. Oh, we especially thank thee that we heard prayer and worked in that way. And all the things that was done in and for them each, Lord, we pray that it may be as a witness that there might be more appearing of thy wondrous grace and favour among that little cause. And Lord, every little ill of Zion lays upon our heart, Lord, with an exercise of love and desire. Thy dear people here, they are favoured in a goodly number gathering, and thou knowest, Lord, they were to send thy servants to them. And we thought of them last Lord's Day especially, as we know we used to come on that day, and a dear friend among them then. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that there may be those wonderful signs following the preaching of the gospel here. As there has been, may there be more. As thou hast worked, Lord, we believe, we are confident, Lord, thou canst and wilt work according to thy will. We look for thy appearing, Lord. We wait upon thee for thy appearing. And the time may come when precious souls are so blessed and set at gospel liberty and constrained by thy love to show forth thy praise. O Lord, do work for this year, we beg. Let thy work appear, dear Lord. We wait upon thee for it. And as we personally each need to be assured in our conscience of our part in the Redeemer's blood, May this be the first and most important concern in our lives, concerns, Lord. Oh, for one thing thou hast stated in thy word, thou didst stated thyself, one thing is needful. Oh, that our loved ones, some of them that seem to be unconcerned about their never-dying souls, oh, that there was deal with them, Lord, and show them themselves. Show them what they are. And show them thyself, a holy, holy God. Teach them one thing is needful, Lord. Any here that are unconcerned in this gathering, Lord, only come into the house of God just because it is the custom and the right thing to do and according to upbringing, on thy day, if it is so. Oh, Lord, if any young soul, older one, that may have gone on many years, has come into thy house today with no real concern about their never-knowing soul, may this day be the appointed time, could it please thee, Lord, to show them what they are and what great and solemn, serious place they're in. Lord, going on in life without being prepared for eternity, without concern about one's never-dying soul. It's like is stated in the hymn, Lord, thou knowest, death is now upon the road. Think and tremble. May they be made to think and tremble, for death is now upon the road. And Oh, the solemn issues of eternity, the judgment day after death, the judgment. Oh, Lord, if any are unconcerned about their never knowing soul, do solemnly impress them with these serious realities, Lord. Oh, that they may be. And Lord, as we pray here, we pray remembering loved ones and friends, loved ones, and Lord, those that have so much turned their back away from the house of God, as parents we brought them to the house of God. Now, Lord, oh, they have gone their way. Stop poor vile rebels in their mad career, dear Lord. We oh no, we beg thee for this every day. Oh, we look, we wait, we watch, that thou wouldst so work, Lord. Oh, do convince of sin, and to lead to Jesus' blood. Oh, Lord, and to there wandering, thee reveal the secret love of God. Oh, thou hast revealed it to some of us wonderfully. Thou hast blessed us. We hang upon those things of wonderful signal favours in our earlier days. And oh, we do need these wonders of thy grace renewed in us, Lord. Some may be here today who have known thy great favour years ago and asking the question now, where am I now? Oh, what am I and where am I? Strange my life and paths appear. But Lord, earnest begging is, Lord, that thou wouldst return, that thou wouldst come again, that thou wouldst reveal thyself with power again. Oh, that thou wouldst show us and seal us, Lord, that what we had in the wonderful favour then stands today. Oh, as thou art Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and to die and forever. So, Lord, come we be. Come and do us good here, Lord. We remember all thy people gathering around thy word today, all the little hills of Zion, those many we go to each year, Lord, as we think of them and love them and desire thy favour to be felt in their gathering together today. We pray it may be wonderfully felt so that Jesus is in the midst. Oh, Lord, do go to them, our own friends in our own home cause, Lord, and all those causes we think of, and the many friends, Lord, thou hast given us. Oh, we pray it may be a blessed day in the Church of the Living God today. Lord, we are aware too there are many throughout the world that we do not know, but thou dost know all thy people, Lord, and we pray that thy favour may be much felt of thy holy sacred presence, Lord, with them, and Lord, that thus thy people may praise thee, from whom all blessings flow. Help us, Lord, here. Oh, we pray again for our country, Lord, who knoweth the sad things that we so much hear of, and even in the recent budget, Lord, those things which were sadly we felt as to more encourage wrong practices, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldst in mercy look upon us still. Lord, thou knowest our rulers, those in high office in our land. Do deal with them in mercy, and if it could please thee so for the salvation of their souls, if it be thy will. But especially too, Lord, that thou wouldst make them to solemnly consider the way of their governing the land. Oh, may the teaching of thy holy word that has so stood so much as that basis of much that was enacted years ago and our laws on the statute book, Lord, agreeing with thy word. But now it is so much, we are coming away more and more from it. Lord, do stir up men in high places in a way of solemn realisation that they are departing more and more from thee, the living God, taking us away, selling us away. O Lord, have mercy. In wrath, remember mercy upon England still, Lord, for the sake of thy remnant. Help us, Lord, to leave all natural things at the foot of the mount. Come, dear Lord, now, help us in further singing thy praises. O grant us, Lord, that blessed favour, thou sending help from the sanctuary and strengthening us out of Zion. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Part of hymn 774. We will sing the first three and the last three verses. The Holy Ghost in Scripture saith, expressly in one part, speaking by Peter's mouth, by faith God purifies the heart. 774, the first three and the last three verses.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the psalm we read, the first psalm, the first two verses, Psalm number 1, verses 1 and 2. Psalm number 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I think especially we should begin to remember and consider and set forth that this psalm, in the most blessed part of it, must be considered in a way of prophecy, because while ere the Lord has revealed it, I trust, to me in the night, in times of being restless and concerned and burdened, that we might be prepared to come before you today. It's that word in Romans that is so wonderful to me. Oh, when we were yet sinners, yet in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So it's laid in my heart to consider these things here in this psalm. We hope to lead up to that, I've just stated. And first we would begin by saying, solemnly questioning, have you got that favour within you? Can you say you are, can you testify you are one of these blessed characters? The word begins, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. This, of course, means man, woman, child, character. Blessed is the person. Blessed is the person, by the grace of God, who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Is our delight, is your delight, is my delight in the law of the Lord? We are sinners. We are ungodly, friends. We are ungodly by nature. It is a word in this, these words in this psalm are extremely, very solemnly, pointedly solemn. The state of the ungodly who live out of Christ and will die out of Christ and will be lost at last and cast into hell. The ungodly, like we read in Psalm 73, the ungodly are not so. Here they are, in the will of God, solemnly in the will of God, destined to eternal damnation. Every one who dies out of Christ shall be cast away into eternal damnation. But blessed is the man, by the grace of God, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You say, well, my trouble is I am a sinner. Good if God is teaching you that. Solemn, yet wonderfully good. You may feel, well, this psalm greatly condemns you. The ungodly things that we commit, the ungodly nature of our thoughts and our ponderings within our own wretched, wicked, deceitful hearts. We are ungodly. But I believe the psalmist means here the ungodly that are never brought to be concerned, about their never dying souls, those that just fill up their time in the pleasures of this life, those that are not concerned about their never dying souls, those who are not concerned and not brought to be made and by the grace of God humbled before God and to know God as a holy, holy God, the ungodly that are in the state of natural state they're born in, continuing in that forever, then they know no difference. They are not in trouble as other men are, like we read. They are the ungodly. But I don't want to in any way speak of those in a way and, as it were, dismiss the fact we're ungodly friends in the sense that we've got wicked, wretched, deceitful hearts. But are you made by grace solemnly concerned about your state and condition? Has the grace of God so entered you and caused there to be a change? We are born ungodly. We are born dead in trespasses and sins. We are born in a way full of sin and guilt under the condemnation of original sin. We are born. We come into this life. We come forth from the womb speaking lies. So we're all born. There's no difference between any of us. Born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Oh, how solemn the state we're born in is. Born dead in trespasses and sins. And oh, so soon. And it can be very soon detected by parents even who got any discernment. A child born, a little, as it were, you look upon them a little as it were, and it's sometimes said a little innocent babe, and yet they're not. But then you look upon them and you see them as they grow up and they soon begin to start committing actual transgressions. See what state mankind is in. Oh, so solemnly, when Adam by transgression fell, he ruined all his future race. Linked in clandestine league with hell, he ruined all his future race. The seed of evil once brought in increased and filled the world with sin because we're all sinners. But as God made you to be, by his grace, a blessed character, in that he has made you to know and consider what you are and where you are. As God changed your heart and mine, as he made us to become concerned, as he has given us grace, the grace of life. As God, in those he set his love upon, the time comes in his holy will when he changes the heart, renews the will. Sometimes, like the hymn writer, it turns his feet to Zion's hill. You know, you can be coming to chapel. You can be going about regularly your religious life and profession and still be dead in sin. God must turn the feet to Zion's hill in a spiritual way. You know, it is a solemn fact that people can be in the house of God all their lives and appear to be God's people and be wanting at last. We do need, friends, to know and be assured of real things, real experience. It's a solemn thing to take things for granted. To think that if you come to God's house and keep his day and read the word of God every day, that you're all right. That is not enough. That can prove and will prove, if God doesn't work and work in you, that will prove to you to be a bed too short and having a covering too narrow. We do need to be made a blessed man, a blessed character. And here the psalmist said, blessed is the man. And it's this man who, by the grace of God, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, By the grace of God, he does not stand in the way of sinners. By the grace of God, as kept by grace, sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, we would be coming short if we just began to consider the law of the Lord given to Moses. If we just consider it as it is there, as it's so perfectly set forth and recorded in that way as given by Moses, we do need to be looking by the grace of God and by faith toward that wonderful law of liberty brought in by Christ. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Come sweetly to me this morning, friends. After those solemn thoughts of being regarding the ungodly, and then these words came. It was in the middle of the night, or early hours of the morning, I should say. And his delight is in the law of the Lord. Oh, you would perhaps pray like this: I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend, and to thee in every trouble flee. Every trouble, soul trouble's the first, the biggest, the greatest. To thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. Yes, are you? Let me ask it humbly and kindly and faithfully. Are you a blessed character? Are you one God's dealing with? Are you one God's working in? If you're a young person here this morning, are you? Has God began to make you concerned as to how you stand before God, the holy, 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 just and righteous God, and God, our great God Jehovah is? Oh, how he's just and holy in all his ways, and how he doeth what he will amidst the inhabitants of the earth and the armies of men, and none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Oh, are you made concerned about how you stand before God? And the God who, as I began in prayer, you will be brought to know if God loves you, the God with whom you have to do. People think. People go on thinking. Even religious people, some of them, go on thinking. They can just be in a form and following a form of religion and think they're all right. And they think they can go on, and perhaps if they have any solemn thoughts come, they might say, well, I can leave them till the end of my life, till later on in my life. What does Isaiah say? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. You know, we're living, we're going on, but we don't know how long. We don't know when death will come. And I don't want to say this in a way wrongly to before young people, but you see, death can so suddenly come. And after death, the judgment. Art thou a blessed soul? Art thou concerned about thy never-dying soul? Art thou concerned about eternity? After death, the judgment, and eternity, that vast, never-ending eternity where you must be after death, and consigned either to heaven or hell, if God loves you and has begun his work in you and is doing his work in you, he will in his time so finish his work and take you home to glory. But if you live out of Christ, you will be cast away at last. If you live all your life out of Christ, be cast into hell with all the nations that forget God. Among the wicked, for we are wicked. We are wicked by nature, and if we're no different than that, made no different by grace, it's never going to be truly stated of us, blessed is the man. But wonderful where God has begun to work in souls and teaching them and bringing them into this that we want to more dwell on this morning. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Can you say your delight? If God's taught you some precious things, vital things, made you concerned about how you stand before God, made you feel solemnly your sins as before God, in some measure convinced you of them, made you to begin to have to pray, God be merciful to me, a sinner. If God has so brought you to be concerned in these ways and given you to know some solemn need and exercise in these ways under his teaching, well, I believe your delight. I believe it will be true of you, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Oh, how important it is that as the dear Holy Spirit works, that a child of God and is perfectly, greatly, vitally important to God, according to God's purposes of love and mercy, that he so teach each one what they are and where they are. He'll make us to know our danger, friends, and our refuge too. He'll make you to know your need of salvation. He'll make you to know you are lost and ruined in the fall. That is how you are by nature. Make you to know solemnly your sins are so solemn that they are in God's sight the warrant for God to cast you away forever, to punish you in hell forever for your sins. But because he set his love and mercy upon a number which no man can number, toward a number which no man can number, he has provided the means, he has provided the remedy for sin in the person and work of his dear Son. And this is where you will delight. You will, if you really know in the very blessedness of the theme, O Lord, I would delight in thee and on thy care depend, in the most wonderful, vital way of that delighting in the Lord, it's in that the Lord has provided the remedy for sin. The Lord has given his own dear Son. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And oh, as God teaches you, you feel to be chief. You feel to be the chief of sinners. But his delight, it's these convicted, convinced sinners who delight in the law of the Lord. Oh, can you follow it? And are you in it? And do you know the favour of being taught in these ways, that Christ is so precious to you now? His delight is in the law of the Lord. You say, well, how is it that Christ is so precious? Because of this verse of scripture, this statement here. Because he's fulfilled the law of God. We have broken all God's Ten Commandments. We have absolutely broken the whole law of God. If we're guilty in one of those commandments, if we're guilty in one point, we're guilty in all. Hear my soul, you'll say this, you'll solemnly have to admit it. Hear my soul, convicted stands, and breaking all God's Ten Commandments. Yes. But oh, where Moses, Moses was so given. Consider it in the light of the word that is stated as Moses experienced the wonderful favour he had. He desired to see the Lord's face. But God said, no man shall see God's face and live, but there is a place by me, and they shall stand upon a rock. That's how Moses saw and endured a seeing him who is invisible. He saw Christ die like Abraham did. And oh, it was The Son of God must come and fulfill the whole law of God, live that perfect life in complete obedience to God's law, and bring in everlasting salvation, everlasting righteousness for the church. Full salvation is delight, is in the law of the Lord. And the fact is really, friends, that Old Testament saints looked forward to the coming of Christ, and they did see Christ's day by faith, and they lived by faith upon that which was revealed to them, that the Messiah would come. That as they knew that all those sacrifices offered according to the ceremonial law did not make the comers there unto perfect, they looked forward to the perfect sacrifice. His delight is in the law of God, the law of the Lord. Yes, friends, it's so today. We look back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hope our guilt was there. Friends, is your delight in the law of the Lord? In that it so blessedly sets forth, it's so revealed to God's people, even as it was to Old Testament saints, as they look forward to Christ's day, we look back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hope our guilt was there. Yes, we hope our guilt was there. But really, friends, it is so important, such a great matter. If our delight is in the law of the Lord, in the fulfilled law, fulfilled by Christ, you know, we do want to be assured it was for me. We do want to be, need to be assured it was for me. And you know, it's a wonderful theme to me. There's been many years now, and I want to preach it faithfully and in love. You see, that wonderful word that we hope to go to tonight, oh Christ, in due time, died for the ungodly. Your deacon has prayed earnestly for it before the service. I believe they both have been in union for this, and the church and the dear people here, if you're in exercise by the Spirit, you do need it and want it more and more sealed to you and clearly applied to you, and you want others to know it. And as I stand before you as a poor preacher with a burden for your souls, my concern is, my burden is, that God by the Spirit today will bring yet more and more to delight in the law of the Lord. Oh, the delight. What a word this is delight. Is delight. It's such a word, isn't it? Such an explanatory word. Is delight. Is joy. Is hope. Is confidence, everything is delight. Oh, it's so wonderful, it's so amazing. I thought of Amazing Grace this morning. Oh, wonderful is God's amazing grace. We sung yesterday that wonderful theme. So much it's upon my heart to acknowledge in thankfulness to God. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, however great. Can you say, if you are blessed to be one who delights in the Lord, you will know these things by experience. You will have the wonderful theme of the blessed gospel of the grace of God so much upon you and in you. The wonderful truths of salvation, the wonderful things of those things in the record of Scripture where the Lord had those characters he dealt with performing mighty miracles upon them and for them, and speaking to them, speaking to one son, thy sins be forgiven thee, speaking to another daughter, go in peace, thy faith has made thee whole, speaking to another, go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord has done for thee. Oh, the Lord, bless those souls. Oh, he's blessed some of us. Oh, he's favoured us. Here we go on from those days of favour and desire to live to his praise, his delight. We still inhabit, our tabernacle of our body is that we have an old nature, a wretched, wicked heart, a deceitful heart, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But by the grace of God, we have a new heart, the new man of grace. And it is within that new part of the child of God that their delight is in the law of the Lord. Their trouble is their old nature, their carnal heart. That's their trouble. That's what causes so much trouble and conflict. But in the new man of grace is this wonderful delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Yes, all what Christ has done, all what he has accomplished, his finished work, his complete and full atonement for God, for his people's sins. Oh, his holy blood he shed at Calvary, which speaks with that wonderful voice in heaven, that voice which speaks for you in heaven's high courts for good. And from the curse has set thee free. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. I believe all these great wonders of favours, the Spirit works in precious souls, keeping them alive and keeping them exercised and bringing them into more and more deeper concern and need again and again to know forgiveness of sins when fresh sins cause them to feel so much again the need to confess and to be brought into repentance and to be in godly sorrow and then to feel the need that the Lord apply his holy remedy again. As oft as sin as thy soul assail thee, turn thine eyes to Jesus' blood. Nothing short of this can heal thee, bring thee peace and do thee good. Is but his delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in it doth he meditate day and night. Wonderful favour, friends. Oh, one statement in the word is this: my meditation of him shall be sweet. When there's a measure of sweet confidence, this is what we shall continue to know, continue to prove, and continue to experience. My meditation of him shall be sweet. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. See, if, as God will, keep us exercised in soul trouble, our great need is in that solemn exercise to be looking away from ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, to know him and believe in him as our now risen and exalted Lord in heaven, and that he, in the court of heaven, pleads for his people. His holy, complete, finished work upon earth, he pleads what he has done. He pleads his holy blood he shed. He presents his holy merits before God the Father continually as the great high priest. And our delight is in the law of God, the law of the Lord, that the Son of God on earth fulfilled the whole law of God. And now in heaven he pleads what he has done for his people. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And our meditation is, it's when thoughts and heart is exercised to meditate upon what Christ has done and what he's doing now. How he is in that continual exercise and ever living to make intercession for his people, that his people on earth shall indeed have this meditation and delight in the law of the Lord. It's all of him, friends. It's all of what he has done. It's all of what he's doing now. Oh, in his high offices in heaven, how wonderfully it's fulfilled what we read in Isaiah 50:53. He led captivity captive, he receives gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also. Oh, how he is in heaven, in heaven's high courts, for good for his people, and ever liveth, King his concern and care for his people. The law of the Lord is, oh, all what he did on earth, but it's what he pleased in heaven, before God the Father, saying to God his holy Father, I died that these might live. When you and I, as we so often do, by our sinning and adding sin to sin, we offend our Heavenly Father. We grieve him. Oh, he sees us and he is grieved. But oh, as God the Father out of Christ would have to punish us, it's the continual pleading of Christ that maintains our cause above. It's what he has done on earth. His law, the law, holy law of God, he fulfilled, and he pleads his cause. So as you, if you are blessed, as I pray many may be blessed, to delight in the law of the Lord, and indeed to so also be further blessed to meditate in his law, oh, you must be led into considering Christ. Consider him. And if you are, you know, other burdens, other sorrows, other difficulties, other trials, you're in a body of sin and death, you're in the vale of tears, there's so much temptation, you young people, the temptations that you have coming before you, you need grace to avoid them, to resist the devil. And you know the only way you will be able to resist the devil is as you delight in the law of the Lord, and rely upon Christ and rely upon the grace he gives. You know, this is how God's people will prove this wonderful delight and meditating in the law of the Lord. And like if you are tempted not to be left to be in despair over temptations, but to be led to what the Lord went through. In my most solemn temptations that I have known, the most wonderful thing to me is that when in the most awful and most solemn of those temptations, when we were nearly very near to taking our own life, the dear Holy Spirit so in a moment led us to see the Lord by faith upon the pinnacle of the temple. And how he there resisted Satan, and Satan could not get him. And I believe I was delivered from the snare of the fowler by the dear Holy Spirit coming in that way to show me in a moment Christ in his temptations, under the temptations of Satan. Oh, as I meditate on it now, how I delight in the law of the Lord, because it was him and what he has done. It's all of him that is all our hope and all our desire. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate. That was in a very acute time of temptation, much time of being almost caught in the snare of the fowler. But you see, there are other times when we're not so much in one's ponderings, in the moments you have. And how important, friends, it is that we might not be all taken up with this life, but have times of meditation. I believe if we're really concerned, graciously exercised, we'll want to have times when we're on our own. Alone, but not yet, but yet not alone. And have that favour as God gives him, leads us into blessed meditation, to sacredly, blessedly ponder over the things of the wonders of redeeming love. That which we have been brought to so need, as we were convinced of our sin, and are more and more so as days go on, how precious Christ has become and how wonderful he is to us. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Name of Jesus suits us well. He saves from sin, wrath, law and hell, from guilt and slavish fear. A name just suited to my case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. Yes, in his law doth he meditate that Christ has done all things well. He hath done all things well, and the dear Holy Spirit to seal it to us. Oh, that we might be, as the word goes on here, like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, that we might bear fruit. Oh, that we might show by love in return to the Lord how precious Christ is. Oh, that we might deny self and take up our cross. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And the law of the Lord is that complete and perfect law of liberty brought in by Christ, and the things of God's leading and teaching for his people is that we should follow Christ. We should live upon him. We should cast our care upon him. And by the grace of God, God enables his people so to live, and so to live by faith upon the Son of God, and to acknowledge who loved me and gave himself for me. And oh, to be like John. We love him because he first loved us. To be so filled with the love of God. If we have a blessed character by the grace of God, I believe God has a purpose to so favour each one to know and taste redeeming love. It could be, and perhaps for me to put the question to you, have you known and tasted redeeming love? Can you say you have in some measure known and tasted him? If you have known and tasted a measure of it, you'll want more. It's like anything that is sweet to the taste. You have that which is sweet and wholesome and good for you, even in your daily food, and you want to have some more of it. That's nature. But think of it spiritually. Oh, to know and taste redeeming love. This is what the meditation is for, that you might meditate and pray and seek and have pure desires. Jesus gives us pure desires, wills to do what he requires. Oh, meditating upon him, upon the fulfilled law of God, upon all what Christ has done. Oh, how blessed it is. May many be brought more and more into it, may we each. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Have we got a religion, friends, a day and night religion? Have you got a winter and summer religion? Have you got a darkness and light religion? Have you got an inward religion? An inward religion. Oh, day and night. You know, God gives his people wisdom from above, from himself. If we lack it, God says in his word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. He gives wisdom. We should pray for this, really. Give wisdom to direct our ways and strength to do his will. And he giveth wisdom. He giveth wisdom in this way so that we know what we need. We know what we must first seek for if we're being taught of God. Oh, the most vital need a soul will have is an interest in the Saviour's blood and to know their pardon signed and peace with God and to be led and to meditate and delight in the law of the Lord and in the law, in his law to meditate day and night. Day and night. If you've got soul trouble, if you're in soul trouble, it will be a trouble that's with you day and night. If you are seeking the blessing of the Lord and earnest in it, it will be day and night exercise. I'm absolutely sure of this. When you awake, you will be in that again. If you haven't got the blessing you need and God is making you earnestly concerned and to seek for it, it will be with you and you will give God no rest till he reveal his love with power. I believe I've known that solemn experience and need in that way, and blessed it is really, though it's solemn. You need the Lord, you need salvation, you need an interest in the Saviour's blood. And so it's day and night, friends. I believe the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that which overwhelms a soul in concern and need, and they cannot ever be out of it. It overwhelms them. It immerses them in their need, and their trouble is so great, and they're in and under the baptism of the Holy Spirit because God's laws condemned them and brought them in guilty. But the further and most wonderful baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Lord in great mercy appears and he sheds abroad his love in his people's hearts, and he shows them how that Christ has redeemed them from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And then they are baptized, immersed in the love of Christ. Oh, friends, may we be in this wonderful delight in the law of the Lord and in his law to meditate day and night. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £775, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Pack next Lord's Day. He also hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And the collections today are for the TBS poster campaign. Let us close with hymn 418. To our Redeemer's glorious name, awake the sacred song. O may his love immortal flame tune every heart and tongue. 418.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything thou hast seen amiss. You own and bless thy word, Lord. Give us that wonderful delight. We may continue in it if we know it. In the law of the Lord, may we meditate day and night. Our meditation upon thee be sweet. Help us each. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.